Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Goblets and Gays. This is season 4, episode 22. I'm Aubrey, your GM. I will toss it over to my players to introduce themselves, who they are, who they're playing, and then we'll get into things.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Astrea Bashar Chloris, your quadruple princess bard dragon summoner, child of the Night Queen, grandchild of the Mad King, and all-round magical baddie who also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I am playing Joanna of Mexico, bringer of justice, maker of soups, and they use she, her pronouns.
Hello, my name is Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Dumisa Solfig, a 7-foot semi-possessed barbarian and champion of the night who is very much in love and also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock. I use he, him pronouns. Today I am playing Groon, the walking goblin catastrophe, oracle of flames, healer of wounds, and burner of buildings, though she swears it wasn't her. And Groon uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, hello. My name is Alyssa, and my pronouns are they, them. I am playing Tamsin Trevino, the god-devouring changeling wizard who is focused on rescuing their late fiancé from purgatory, but also growingly concerned with her influence on this group of younger adventurers. Tamsin uses she, they pronouns.
Hello, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Mero, a monk maiden raised in the underworld, now overcoming parental issues, meeting the Fae, and learning about nature, and being a thought.
Okay, now I ask the question of what happened last time.
Great for asking. I feel good enough to give this a shot. I have the voice contact channel pulled up. So, last time, we had a Dumea-tastic moment. hold on, let me scroll. So, first off, Dumisa had an important conversation to have with Astrea's family, and was like, hey, can I, like, marry your daughter? Don't tell her I'm planning on it. And they were like, yeah, welcome to the family, and Dumisa started crying, basically. She's like, hey, can I marry your daughter? Yes. Kyra gave her a hug. Talon was like, I mean, I'm kind of just, things are kind of rough, but like you have my approval. Hava gave a nod, which wasn't an arrow to the chest, so that's also approval. Kallus was like, yes, you want therapy too? But yeah, Dumisa got approval to marry Astrea, which is going to be very exciting to see that proposal at some point. Hopefully soon. Step on the gas, Dumisa. Beep, beep, motherfucker. We also, while Astrea and Meryl were hanging out, Meryl's like, hey, can you kill my dad for me? Like, I know we're dress shopping right now, but I gotta ask, can you murder him? And she's like, oh, bestie, I was going to whether you asked me to or not. But thanks for the permission, because now I can use this to call dibs on anyone else who tries to argue with it. Here, sign this receipt as proof of notice. And yeah, very solid discussion about the ethics of murder, as in murder is good when it's to win specifically, because Jesus fuck, that man deserves it at this point. And sometimes if someone has loved and cared for you your whole life, even if they're evil, you don't have to murder them. You just have to support their murder, you know, as a treat. After that, I'm pretty sure we did a few other small things here and there, but then we headed off to the Island of Dragons to hatch an egg. As we moved on, we had a quick war meeting with everyone. And it was like, hey, there's an army being amassed over here. That's not very poggers, you know, that's kind of bad. And we're like, yeah. And we kind of pieced together it's probably Sirshu because, you know, giant army close to Vlagos planning to attack, preparing. Seems like Sirshu, you know, no supply routes for a hypothetically undead army. Dwayne's hiding in his basement. Nimpo hasn't been seen and Sultra's busy doing something else. Like, it's probably her. We're getting the vibes that it's that bitch. Heron and Kyria made some general arrangements and deals of like, hey, yeah, we'll help you out. We'll keep watch and eventually we'll try to ambush her once we're done hatching some eggs. And then it was egg time and a very wholesome egg hatching scene happened where we got our wonderful little Deanna, which is weird because that's the name of my cousin. So I'm going to hear Deanna every single time and be like, where is she? Where's my cousin? So yes, Deanna, not the Tick cousin, was born into the world.
It's Obsidiana.
Yeah, but the short form is Deanna.
Did you guys just cut out for that whole part for me? Because all I heard was you were calling her Diana.
I mean, that's one of her, like, for short names. But, like, if you are confusing it with your cousin, just call her her full name.
Her full legal name, Obsidiana.
Obsidiana, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Obsidiana was born into this world, and we have set sail now to go to Nike to hatch another egg, which is going to take so many spellcasters and so much time. But it has taken like a year, over almost 2 years to get to this fucking point. So finally, some good food.
Yes. So, Astrea, what are you doing to prepare the night before, like the days, like the 2 or 3 days leading up to the ritual, like especially like the night before?
Mentioned this before, but I feel like it needs to be done again.
Yeah, why not?
Whole body henna preparation. As in the ritual will be essentially her entire body is going into this because of how ginormous the spell is. And since we have like the late entries of like Heron and stuff, they're getting like little henna designs on their hand, their hands. Literally, it's nothing too expansive or anything. It really is just to help pinpoint exactly where Astrea is going to be channeling all this extra magic from, you know, for the ritual. She will, technically, we have left this time egg here the whole time because it was a just in case, and then we just never got the chance to come back and get it. But that's totally fine because who else is going to watch a dragon egg better than dragons? So she'll get her egg back and keep it, and probably keep it very close for the next few days, just because the anxiety of having to break it in order to hatch it, in order to save her dad, is a lot, right? I'm pretty sure Calyx has to be here too, like straight up.
Yeah.
There for the ritual and stuff, so she might even kind of just point to the island and give her dad like a heads up of what to expect. Like, you're going to see so many of our dead relatives. Actually, I don't even know if they're dead. They're just stone, Dad. It's really, really, really scary.
And, you know, there's a lot of, from Calyx, as I took a quick moment to be like, what voice did I give Calyx? It's been a bit.
Pretty sure he has the same accent.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He just goes, well, I guess we'll see what happens when we break the ritual. Maybe we'll have a giant family. Maybe we'll just have a bunch of long remnants.
Oh God, this family can't. If this family gets bigger, it's going to get so confusing. We're going to have to learn so many names.
So we're hoping for long remnants.
No, we're not hoping. I don't know what we're hoping for. Also, technically, your super great evil tyrant grandpa is a part of this.
Yes.
Do you think he'll wake up evil, or like would he have chilled out?
Who the fuck knows? I never met the man.
They're gonna wake up impoverished because they don't have a nation anymore.
That's a possibility. Or maybe they're all dead and then we'll just set their souls free.
Oh, there is the... Oh, but will they really be free? Because, like, Doan's still around, and the last time I checked, he couldn't do his job for shit.
Oh, that is... That is a point. Kind of just is like, well, we shall see.
Oh God, we shall. There's really no other way around this.
There really isn't. Well, I think it's about time. So, early in the morning, all of you... It's hard to call it. It is a boat, but it's closer to like a ferry. You board a ferry over to Saite, because it's not that far. And as you move over to the, kind of seeing it for the first time since the last time you were here, when you were a little bit busy killing the god of the sea. Taking a look at the Swallen Kingdom once again, it is very clear that at one point, this was a magnificent kingdom. This was a beautiful island. Still is, in a way, but it's like when you go to like Greece and stuff and you like see all of like, I guess it's kind of like going to Pompeii, you know, in the way of there was a horrible disaster here, but it's oddly beautiful. If that makes any sense.
No, it does. It does. You go to any you go to any landmark that was colonized, you're gonna get the same vibe.
That's fair.
Like majorly, and they're like, and we tried to leave it the exact same, and you're like, there's some blood on those walls. Ah.
The blood's authentic, it adds to the vibe.
Well, so you all move into pretty much the exact chamber that you killed Ikhtar in. Other than ritual titties, does Astraea draw out any ritual lines?
Ritual titties, that's a good fucking term. Gonna steal that trademark.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Don't take credit for my slogan, Aubrey. I'll kill you.
Too bad. Trademark. Haha. Anyways. Credit your artist? Nope. Yes, ritual lines are definitely drawn for this. I am under the assumption that we would need quite a bit of space because of 12 mages gathering. So I think it's... I'm once again reminded... None of you hoes watched Barbie. So you're not gonna understand my visual reference, but you can Google it later, I guess.
It's kind of like 12 Dancing Princesses.
Yes, and 12 Dancing Princesses! Yes, the circle, the magic circle in 12 Dancing Princesses is what Astraea draws out, in which case it is two circles that kind of make their own border, and then within that border there are 12 other circles that kind of go in and out of said border. So that way everybody's kind of standing sort of like in this triangle-ish line, you know, like one back, one forward, one back, one forward, one back, one forward, to form the circle with the egg and probably Calyx in the middle of it all, and Astraea would just be a part of the 12 dancing mages at this point, but directly across. So the circle would start with her, even though she's not the oldest, like how it's supposed to be in the movies, but that's okay. That's okay. She's the primary mage. Everyone is secondary, so we don't need the age order or the dancing. Oh, but where's the fun in that? We're totally going to dance later, don't worry.
I mean, that's what you were doing while you were doing a ritual.
I also don't remember how long this ritual is going to be.
If my notes are correct, this is a 6-hour ritual.
Disgusting.
So it'll be 6 checks.
6 checks, nice and scary. Really quickly, because I forgot to ask you, since this is like a homebrew ritual, I actually don't know what skill checks we're making, because my skill checks are usually different from everybody else's.
You will use whatever, you know, you use like your whatever you use to cast magic.
So I can use performance.
Yes.
About to fucking carry us, guys. I'm about to carry us. Plus 32 in performance, hoes.
And plus 1 for guidance.
Yeah. Plus 33. Though if Velen is here and not a part of the secondary casters, I don't know if Velen was brought, but if he was, he is a bard. He's a bard wizard, technically, a bizard, if you will. But I remember. And if he is maestro as well, then he could potentially inspire competence to give an additional plus one.
Yeah,
to everyone.
He can do inspire competence.
Yes. Oh, I love metagaming. It's not metagaming. It's a strategy. It's not metagaming if I'm a fucking bard of the exact same caliber. No.
Yeah,
but like it's kind of funny.
Can you do the thing where you make us better at doing things? And he'll be like, "Yes, I can do that."
Can you do it for 6 hours?
He can be like, "I will do my best."
If there's that bonuses. That bonus should stack with regular guidance too. I'm pretty sure. Good, double check.
I don't think it does. I'll have to see. Let me check.
What kind of bonus? Is it circumstance or status?
I think they're both status, if I recall, but let me check.
Yeah, I believe Inspire Competence is status bonus.
Hold on.
This seems not the greatest.
They're both status. I was so hyped for guidance, and now I'm useless.
Give guidance to Twink on the Brink.
Can I use guidance on Velen to boost the performance?
I mean, he doesn't have to make rolls.
Okay, look what you've done. Your metagaming has made me useless.
Moral support.
It's okay.
I mean, after 6 hours, we're gonna need help dragging everyone out of there.
True. And plus all the lunchboxes that have to be like prepared and everything like that. The water they're gonna have to feed you guys. I'll maintain to make sure you guys don't fucking die.
I was gonna say, I think if anything, having several water boys but right now is gonna be the best, one of the most helpful things, because you're 6 hours, man.
I'm the water boy. I'm the water and food boy. I can feed you snacks.
Joanna is just gonna give you a water bottle and a bunch of fans so they could just keep fanning them the whole time so they don't overeat.
Wait, hear me out. 6 hours without nutrients is also a bad idea. Soup. Like liquid blended soup.
Cold soup, yeah.
Are we going to be throwing soup at them?
No, instead of drinking water, they have a sip of like an easy soup.
Yeah. Both, because like there's a type of soup that my mom makes is they just blended vegetables. It's like a vegetable smoothie, and it's kind of weird. It's called colbert, and it's something like that would be a good idea because it has a lot of nutrients and vegetables in it, but it's also drinkable.
Also, fantasy Gatorade, get those electrolytes.
Fantasy Gatorade. Exactly. I'm just
or
feeding
as
it.
Joanna would call it Gatorade.
Dragonade. Dragonade. Yeah, that's what. All here is Dragonade.
Not to be confused with Gator Den.
Gator Den?
No, Den, like Dragon Den.
Oh,
Gator Den.
Yeah.
There's also Power Aid. I don't remember it being as good.
Strength Aid.
Yes.
Okay, bootlegs aside.
Boots?
Well, go on your leg.
Yeah, boots go on your leg. Astrea, tell us, how do you start off this ritual? And then I will get everybody's roll. It is going to start off at a DC of... looking at my notes.
100!
34.
Okay.
Wow, I gotta roll like a 1.
Can I roll for
but it's
Tamsin?
Gonna, it's going to be going up by 1 for every hour of the ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be rolling for all of the NPCs.
Everyone has to succeed.
Did you want someone to roll for Tamsin and Captain?
I could roll for Tamsin since I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. And if somebody wants to roll for the Captain, I have their sheet right here.
I can roll the dice, but I'm scared that my incompetence will infect the Captain.
No.
It'll be their bonus is at plus 25 with their occultism.
That's not bad.
Mm. Do you want me to roll or does someone else want to roll? Because we have hero points, right? We have a good amount.
I can if you want, unless you wanted to do it.
Can I, like, roll one and see how well I roll and go from there?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if Aubrey allows it, sorry.
Okay. I was like, theoretically, you guys can just take turns because it's six rounds and there's two of you, so you just divide it up.
Yeah, I'll do the first one, and if I roll really badly with all of my hero points, I'm just going to pass off and not roll again.
I have to make eight rolls. I'm the majority of these.
Get an online
dice roller. Oh, I actually did good. Okay.
That's
I'm grabbing eight d20s at this moment.
That's a 15 plus whatever the modifier for the captain is, which I think is a 40 in total.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay. I was going to have Estrella start off, and then we were going to do the first rolls.
Oh, sorry. I'm just going to write down anyway, so I don't think I'm ever rolling this good again. That's
fine.
Sorry. By start off, do you mean describe what it looks like?
Yes, describe how this ritual looks.
Okay, so with one, Galax has a nice chair to rest in mm-hmm. the middle. It's just going to be a little weird because he's just kind of like sitting there holding an egg, kind of waving like, hello. And I want to say Estrella's outfit is on the skimpier side, not because like I want it to be that, but more so because there is like the tattoos are all over her body and she's going to be sweating for 6 hours essentially, right? So it's like we might as well like get as much air, like get this aired out as fast as possible.
I mean, that's what you just, it's the excuse you make.
That's the excuse I make, yeah. There's a bunch of other factors, and totally eye candy, but like, you know, well, we don't have to talk about that now.
No, we can talk about it now. Give me the eye candy, fucker.
I'm Eye Candy. That is my name. The rituals will start out slower as it is 6 hours and we want to space this out properly. But I will say it probably starts off a little eerie as this is a curse we are breaking. And to start this performance, it's sort of like, how am I going to describe it? It's like when a choir is supposed to, even the higher higher pitched, higher toned people have to go as low as possible. That eerie build up into something ominous. That is what it sounds like is happening. Is Astraeus kind of making the universe slowly pull into this ritual, this ancient time bending ritual. We kind of have to break the world a little bit in order to fix it. So she's preparing essentially this world to be broken.
Yes, you're preparing the world to be broken. And now, everybody, start this off by giving me the first spell, like ritual check.
We all technically get the plus ones as long as Velen is barding it up in the corner.
Yeah, so you all get that plus one status from Inspire Competence. Fam.
Should I resave my roll because I fucked up?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that again. So that is, with the plus one from Velen, a 41 for the captain.
Okay.
44 for Estrella.
Okay.
32 for Grin.
That will be a failure. Well, you know, DC is 34.
I'll go ahead and use a hero point.
Okay.
41.
Much better. And all of the NPCs passed on their check.
Oh, Tamsin got a 43.
Awesome. So, the first hour of this ritual starts. And as you start doing this ritual, you're suddenly just like This was the morning. Why is it night? As you watch as this sort of, it almost looks like time is unwinding slightly. You watch as, like, if you've ever seen the time lapse of the sky, it kind of happens, and it's, and you're watching as it's night and you can see the stars shift and move to, essentially you're trying to make it the same time that it was when this curse was put into place.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we passed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And we will move on to the second hour. Everybody would like to give me those rolls.
Ferris, do you want to roll this time or should I again?
Go for it.
Oh no, the tension. It's all on me. Oh no, time for a hero point.
And this one is 35 for the DC.
That is a... Wait, do we still have villains plus one? That is a 35.
36 for green.
Well, you know, I used a hero point because I did roll on that one. That's not about it. I'm not about it. Anyways, 39 for Astraea.
Damson, 43. Sorry, 44, because plus one.
44. Okay. And all the NPCs pass their checks as well. So you watch as the sky has turned back, and now you're watching as kind of, it almost appears like the ruins are rebuilding themselves. Astraea, is there anything else that is going on with this ritual-wise? Anything happening?
Yes, because I know exactly what I want to quote specifically now, like the tone that I was thinking of. I don't know how many of you have seen Black Panther Wakanda Forever, but I'm pretty sure you may have heard the soundtrack sirens.
Oh yeah.
That's what's happening. It's that buildup where all the Sopranos essentially are building up this hum, this back and forth hum to kind of mimic essentially a wave. And we're just gonna keep with that eerie ass buildup as, like, we're low key rebuilding. We're rewinding time for this area, for this castle, I think, technically. And by the way, if you don't know it, just go listen to it. It's 3 minutes of absolute, one of the best soundtracks I've ever fucking heard. But like that one in particular, that's where all the edits are from right now. All the all the peak feminine rage edits use that sound. And for us, I'll like link it to us later. Down below, you know, in our chats, so you can see what I'm talking about this buildup. The idea, though, is that you're supposed to feel, I don't want to say anxious, but sort of like someone's watching you, but you can't see them. That kind of prickly feeling in the back of your neck as this builds up in energy. And,
we will move on to hour three. If everybody could give me a roll.
Grabs my little click-clack, the little dice rocks.
And it is up to 36.
How many hero points are we at?
Okay.
At least two.
That is another 41, luckily.
In like 20 minutes, we'll have another one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that should be 48.
37.
And out of hero points.
Crimson got a 42.
Oh. Well, unfortunately, Theseus did fail his roll.
No.
But that is only one mark against you. Everyone else succeeded.
Put yourself together.
Literally just rolled a two. And I don't have hero points. So. Okay. And this, the ruins start to rebuild themselves around you. You can hear the sounds of fighting. Maybe? The sounds of a kingdom? It's all like everything is being played in reverse. Like if you ever have done the thing where you play a record in reverse, it's sort of, it all sounds weird and distorted, and maybe you hear things, but it's more likely than not your brain just sort of taking whatever it's hearing and trying to make like sense of it. Does the music continue to build?
Oh yeah. We have reached the essentially the peak of the soundtrack. If you have heard Sirens, and I really, really recommend you listen to Sirens from Black Panther,
Wakanda Forever. Copyright.
Copyright, yeah. You will know exactly where the peak of the song hits. You will know exactly where it is because it is so overwhelming without being like a sensory overload, because the feeling is that you are surrounded, and that is exactly what is probably happening right now as we're reaching like the halfway point. And so it's going to be the peak of essentially everyone feeling tired, but also it's the halfway point. We got so much more left to push.
Oh yeah. Everyone's starting to wear down a little bit, and just you are all seeing this as time is unwinding. Alan wishes that he could study this a little bit more. And he's very interested in this, like, after.
Don't worry, I got the memory magic. Mm-hmm. We can make him chill in here as long as he wants.
Mm-hmm. It's just as a study, because, like, he's rewound time before. He's never rewound this much time before. Is it a Back to the Future thing where you have to worry about paradoxes? He's starting to wonder. Like, is time paradoxes? Can we, if we, altering this, is this gonna, what is it gonna do? And let us move on to Hour 4, and the DC is 37.
That's a cool number.
We still have plus one from Velid?
Yes.
48 again.
I'm going to use my last current hero point. I don't want to take a 2-1 this Denny's tonight.
Probably a good idea.
That is a 33.
Yeah, that's also a 33 on my end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting some failures, but that's okay.
I got 44 for Thompson.
Yeah, well, there's some hiccups in there as people starting to feel that fatigue of working for so long. But you all managed together to pull through another hour. And you will also have noticed that, you know, when you were here initially, statues, things like that all around, they are all gone at this point. They've vanished. You would have, people who were not doing the ritual would have noticed is like, as the time rewinds, one would disappear. And a little bit later, another one would disappear. And then another, and then another, and then another. You're down to the last handful of statues.
Like, what are they becoming? What do you mean? Wait, I just processed what you said. What?
They're vanishing.
That means they're people now.
Or will be, or were. Who knows? You are essentially rewinding time at this point. Because this ritual is to get you to that moment where this happens.
Damn, is Mama Dragon gonna show up then?
She just might. Whole fuck. I hope she doesn't want her kid back, because that kind of can't happen.
Plot twist? Oh, secretly, shit. She's one of Zulzrum's wives. In this essay, I will.
I remember her name, though. I'm sorry if you're scared of deep waters.
Is that her name?
That's a weird kind of name. I'm sorry for scared of deep waters.
No, it's her name derives from the phobia of deep waters. Because it was like a mythical creature that gave the phobia the name. It's Thalassa.
That is a 31.
Alright.
It's kind
of treating it like a group check, so as long as the majority of people succeed, usually good.
Forgot to say that I use a hero point for the last one. I'm using a hero point for this one, and I got exactly 39.
Hell yeah.
I got a 40.
45.
Okay. Literally the only statue that is left right now is the original.
The great-great-grandpa.
The great-great-grandpa. And it is... things are moving. It's like you see things moving out of the corner of your eye, but anytime you try to look at them, they're gone. You cannot focus on them.
I think visually... Astraea's, wherever the henna was, it's like it's glowing, but it's glowing intensely at this point, and like the heat of that is making her sweat like crazy, but she's still going, and instead of the throat singing that comes at the end of the Siren's OST, because though the throat singing was totally there at some point, but it's more like when the soundtrack is done. What comes next is probably a very chill song. I won't say it's lullaby-like, but it's close enough, that is sort of like, within the vibes of the Book of Life, when I'm blanking on the main character's name, but Diego Luna's character starts singing to the bull.
I remember that.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that song.
Fucking love that song. It's in that kind of similar vibes of what comes next. So all of the eeriness and the intensity is done, per se, and now it's just sort of like it's the tone is a lot more somber, because you gotta remember the reason why this happened in the first place is because this rat bastard over here killed a bunch of dragon eggs and then kept one as a prize. So this is sort of like, I guess you could say it is very much like an apology song, but she's not apologizing because she's like, she's sorry. You know, she's apologizing on this fucker's behalf. Yeah.
Okay. I think we have one final check to make. DC of 40.
Hey, Ferris, I'm going to double it and give it to the next person. You can make a roll for once.
Okay. Is this because you're out of hero points?
Maybe.
Plus 25, right?
Plus another one. So 26 in total because of this Vasile pumping out the Velen pumping out the tunes. Vasile is not pumping out the tunes for us. It's Velen.
Yeah, that's a 33 for Grin. He's not a critical fail.
51.
44.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm glad that Astrea crit, because I rolled a 2 for Tamsin, which still makes it a 33. So at least it's also a crit fail.
That's good, at least. I just want you all to appreciate how many nat 20s I just rolled.
Please.
Yes, the four of them.
And what?
Who got four them? Nat 20s on 8 dice.
Who got them?
It was Talon, Kyria, Leos, and me looking at my chart of who, what dice is for what person, and Zelzrum.
I mean, of all the ones to do it, this makes sense. Like, this makes so much sense for all of them to get a 20.
The woman, the dragon, and then the other two.
Star mother, like...
Yeah.
Has to help out her daughter, please. She's sweating so bad.
She's stinky from sweating so much.
A 6-hour ritual of singing and dancing and literally breaking the universe for this. Yeah, I'm stinky as fuck. Could turn my stink into the next axe body spray.
No.
Well, Astrea, how do you bring this ritual home?
I think we totally see at least the silhouette or the figure of Thalassa, who was, for all intents and purposes, actually like a giant blue dragon, lighter blue than Zulzrum, but like menacing as fuck. With like occasional like bits of like lightning would like crack around her from her mouth, from her eyes, from her horns. Just, she was menacing, but she was like also chill in a way. She just kind of was one of those dragons who protected her own. So she gives off a very dominating vibe. And the egg will be picked up by Astrea, and it's sort of like in a mimicking motion of her trying to give the egg back, even though she's not there, you know? It's, you could assume it's ceremonial or performative even, but it's, the meaning is very much there. And do we succeed?
You do.
And then the golden chains that kind of embedded itself into and around the egg turn to dust as the egg becomes properly whole again.
Mm-hmm.
And this bright blue light would like essentially overshadow the whole area, like Aang getting ready to kick the shit out of his eye spiritually, you know, like that kind of intense blue. It's blinding for like 5 seconds.
It is. And you are all sort of find yourself blinking at this light. And once you've finished blinking at this light, suddenly you are all back in your current time. You will notice, though, there are no more statues here. They're all gone.
Are there unstatues here?
There's just nothing where they used to be. This place is still a ruin. Nike is still a fallen kingdom. But Astraea, you're holding that dragon egg. It is minus the chains, and you can feel it's warm. It is going to hatch.
Now, before I make any sudden movements, am I running on pure adrenaline right now, or am I about to get hit with like every status effect?
You're running on pure adrenaline right now. I imagine you a few minutes before, you know, you're about to get hit with all the status effects.
I run as fast as I can, which is a horrible idea, to make sure that Zolstrom is the one that is holding the egg when it hatches. But also, like, quick glance at my dad. How he doing? Did his hair come back?
Yeah, his hair's back.
It's green.
Looks fine. Yeah.
It's green. Poof. Maybe he accidentally looks like Alduin now. Maybe Alduin was my father this whole time. We don't know.
Oh, no.
That's right. And you made Alduin a fucking time, bitch. And I was like, yo. This is hilarious.
But they're not in Cyrene.
Yeah. You don't know that. You.
Her dusty verse connects everything.
I can tell BJ just said all of Cyrene.
I know, but also.
All I'm saying is, with the way Wayward's been acting, Alduin could totally be here. I'm pretty sure the multiverse exists in Wayward proper, and so this is just Kallax is just Alduin light. Kallax is Alduin.
Our future
if,
Alduin.
Yeah, Kallax is.
Wait,
is,
aren't they
is
both
Alduin
halflings?
If, no, Kallax in this case is a gnome. Alduin, I believe,
aren't they
is
both
a halfling.
Short?
Yes.
The best way to put it is that the only real difference between Kallax and Alduin is that Kallax was built to be horny and will actually live a very long time in a natural span, whereas Alduin is like doesn't even know how to spell horny because they're ace as fuck. Be like horny. H-O-R-N-E-E? Like, that's
exactly.
Oh, they got horns on their head. I'm not about to let that ruin my day.
Yeah, literally. It's just like.
Yeah, no, they called Sarnai horny before they knew their name.
Exactly. Whereas Kallax was like, see, I know how to pick them. Fucking Geralt of Rivia. That ass is mine. Like, that's literally it. That's a fucking origin story. Mm. But it's just fun to know that the fucker's hair is green. And he's also famously. Face claimed as Pedro Pascal, so I'm just saying. I'm just saying there were things happened.
Things have happened.
So we have Pedro Pascal with green hair.
Yeah, and short.
Short king.
And a therapist.
I can get behind that.
And then Hava literally just looks like Geralt of Rivia, but like Henry Cavill's one. So like...
The good one.
Like the twink of death, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Literally. But yeah. Take a look at my dad. I see that he's fine. I book it like a linebacker to Zolstrom to make sure that he's the one who's holding the eggs. The baby probably imprints on him and stuff like that. And then just go, it's gonna hatch.
Zolstrom is like, oh, good. I'm going to sit down with this egg, okay?
Yeah, that's it. Everybody sit.
And this is another reason why a lot of the other dragons were here, is to be here when this happens. And to help out. You know. The nurses and stuff help Zolstrom through the hatching. And for the second time this week, you watch a dragon hatch. This one is a very pretty blue dragon. Zolstrom will look over at you, Estrella, and be like, I think it's only fair you get to name her.
Oh, awesome. Sapphire. So we can call her Sappho for short.
I think it's perfect. You see the little baby blue dragon.
This bitch is already 400 years old. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, technically, yes. Who knows how that's going to work? But yes, now you all are... everybody who participated in the ritual is exhausted and drained, too.
We're all getting ready to leave, and then, like, majority of us are like, wait, can't stand up.
And then it's just like, yep, this is the reason why you brought all those extra people.
Don't worry, we got pillows, time to carry everyone.
We just have us just camp out tonight in the ruins of Nike.
Bring everyone some nice food, some soup, some beverages.
At least we don't have to worry about no fucking god or whatever.
Don't say that. Don't jinx it, Joanna.
I don't have to jinx anything.
Joanna is a god.
I don't even know jinxes. That's a type of spell, right?
I think that's an Estrella thing.
I'm just saying, usually when I say at least we don't have to worry about X, X usually comes to fruition immediately.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I'll kick its ass.
And right now we're on an island surrounded by the ocean, and you know who is in charge of the ocean? And I gesture to the captain and then blow them a kiss.
You mean the person is currently lying down on the floor half dead?
Yeah,
fine.
Exactly.
Thumbs up from the captain.
Mero, here's some soup. It's cold.
Okay, I'll go feed it to some people. I'm gonna go feed it to some people.
Yeah. You, Estrella. Estrella, you do notice that Kyria has her head on like Talon's chest. You know, they're kind of cuddling.
I try to do a fist pump in the air, but my arms just won't move.
She's like, ugh.
I think just my shoulder moves up slightly, and then it drops back down even lower.
It's like, ugh.
I think my limbs have become spaghetti noodles. And not even, and to attack Tick's life points directly, the kind where you snap the noodles, the dry noodles in half
after putting them in the pot. Shut the fuck up.
And because you snap them so violently, they snap actually twice, so there's an even tinier portion in the middle. Even put in the pasta itself, you know? You would not make spaghetti out of that tiny strand, but it falls into the pot anyways. You don't notice until it's too late, when you're draining the noodles. And then there it is.
Pasta sounds good.
Attacking takes life points directly.
I hate all of you. I'm done. I'm not feeding it to me anymore. Stray can starve.
I said nothing.
I'm sorry. I just really wanted... I've been waiting for a way to think of how to attack you with spaghetti. And at first I was thinking, I'll just show you how I make it. But actually, I make pretty fucking baller spaghetti. Surprisingly, I thought it would be bad, but I was wrong. But yeah, I'm limp, and at some point after Estrella's properly able to process everything, she just has Studio Ghibli tears that just fall out of nowhere. It'll be like, yeah, I love cheese, and then she starts crying. Like it just comes out of nowhere because she can't like. Emotionally, this has been exhausting. It's been a year.
I will cuddle if you want.
I'm sorry, I accidentally pulled my headphone jack out. I didn't hear what you or Aubrey said. I just saw your things light up.
No cuddles for you, then.
I know I deserve cuddles.
Just kidding. I was offering Dumisa cuddles.
Yes, cuddles.
You do get a tiny Groon hug.
Yes, I will accept the Groon hug. Well, poor thing, you must be exhausted too. If anything, we do affectionate shoulder bumps. We can hug tomorrow when we have more strength.
Yeah, you all just form a giant cuddle pile.
Mm-hmm. With the new babies. And especially my dad's.
Yes.
I ran away from home for this.
You did.
Speaking of runaways and homes, where the statues go?
It's a great question.
You know what? I say this out loud. So does anybody know where the statues went? Because I kind of like noticed they're like all gone.
Did those of us who weren't engaged in magic see them go anywhere in particular, or just poof?
Because like, even if you weren't involved in the ritual, you still watched this whole thing take place, this time rewind, time reset, and...
It's almost like the events that happened never happened with how the curse was undone. I guess they simply went back to not being stone back then and died a normal life or something. Timey-wimey. Well,
that's so why simple aren't they here? And clean.
Because, I don't know, they're dead.
Because they never turned to statues in the first place.
No, I mean, then why is Nike not still a thriving city?
Oh, it was
going
to get destroyed.
Yeah, it was kind of, it's like a soft, it's a sort of reset. Like, the people, they just didn't get turned to stone, but it's not like you can rewrite all of reality with one spell. Like, they got to die normally, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know how time works.
Calyx's still here.
Calyx is built different.
My dad was never a part of the kingdom. He was born outside of it. Technically, his mom could still be around. I could have a grandma somewhere. But she disappeared mysteriously. Yep. Her name was Andromeda, though. I just like a nod to for Aubrey and Ferris.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
That's why Andromeda was so short. I see.
Oh, you
made her that way. What are you talking about?
Nasty bitch.
The tree is gonna like cook spaghetti at you now. Watch.
That's it. I take an additional point of drain to lift my arm up, grab my forehead sweat, and put it on Dumisa's face.
I still love you. You're kiss your sweaty face.
You will regret this. You'll be stuck with this forever.
Well, you got it.
What?
Nothing.
Next, baby.
Well. You all settle in to sleep off the exhaustion and drained. The drain will go away in a couple of days, but the exhaustion, that'll be done in the morning. Is there anything anyone would like to do before you take a nap?
You know, if we're going to be drained for a couple of days, I would like to cast some restoration spells on everyone, because I do have the ability to reduce our drain by 2 stages with a level 4 spell.
Okay, so then, yeah, you'll all be fine in the morning, I guess.
I think the only thing I will do is give Rosalite very gentle reminders. This is something because I was so focused on the goddamn ritual stuff, like that I think completely passed like both me and Estrella's mind to tell Rosalite that she's essentially going to be your big sister, and that she, you know, like can't like. She can't play too rough with these hatchlings yet, because she is a little different. She's a different type of hatchling from these hatchlings. Different. She's literally built different because she's constantly powered by me, whereas they are powered by themselves. So it's sort of like, you know, her bite is going to be way stronger than their bite. And what do you call it? You might not be able, like, you'll be way faster than them, right? If you guys like run around and play games and stuff. So she needs to be like a lot more gentler with them. And she also needs to be like, they're like she's like a big sister, so it's sort of like, please do not light any fires, they will learn from you. And then Rosalie can be like, you just said fires, mom, you said nothing about the other things, because none of the three kids, I don't think any of them breathe fire actually.
None of them do.
So so saying don't light fires is actually like, okay, yeah, sure, we won't light fires, but
crystals fly everywhere.
The other one technically breathes lightning, and
one breathes, I think, lava.
Yeah, lava, fucking hell. Oh my god.
That counts as fire. Yeah. That will definitely lightning and lava both will start fires.
Yeah, but the because they don't,
by definition.
But they won't necessarily breathe it. And I said Oh my god, they're babies, right? And babies need to be burped. Does that mean every single time we burp a baby, there's like a 50% chance someone's getting a lava rock chucked at them?
Maybe their whole systems work differently.
Raise their like dragons, you know, they're ready for it. Good when they Lord. Raise their young.
Good Lord, every time I've been burping Rosalite, a singular crystal projectile has been flying out and everybody's been dodging it. And we're like, where's this hole in the wall? How'd this happen?
Wait, what type of crystal is Rosalite again?
Pink crystals. Like, if you mean specifically, I would assume her namesake.
Yeah.
So, I just had a thought. If she burps up crystals and she spews crystals and we collect those crystals, could we sell those crystals for money?
Oh my god.
No.
Is that ethical?
Why? We don't need money.
You really, one, you don't need money, and two, they kind of like,
they're like an eidolon, so they would disappear after 100 feet between Astrea.
You see, that's how we become ultimate con artists, JK.
You don't need this.
You really, I know, don't. I'm joking.
I just gave you 3,000 gold when you chose to steal.
Amidst all of this, and after resting, like, Joanne will be hanging out with Tamsin, talking. Obviously, Tamsin's not here, so they can't say anything. But
we'll find out next week.
Yeah, and like, honestly, like, looking at all the baby dragons, there's like a soft smile, kind of looks kind of sad, but everyone's too exhausted to see anyways. And she's gonna spend the rest of the night going through her journal, the old one. Not for sad reasons. Why would you say that?
Because you just said it, motherfucker.
Why would you say that?
Why would you say that? You!
Why would... What?
Pinche you! Like, why'd you say it?
Excuse me? No comprende.
So. Yes. So you all settle down to sleep. And anything else is a problem for the morning. And a problem for next week. So, Tick, why don't you take us out?
All right, everyone, thank you very much for listening to another wonderful episode of Goblins and Gays, where we finally hatch an egg after how many years now? Fuck yeah.
A while.
Like, in-game, it's been a year and a half, I think.
Yeah.
Out of game, it's been 2 years, close to a half.
Oh, yeah, almost 2.5 years, yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
Jesus. So, yeah, if you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter at Goblins and Gays. We post all sorts of good content. Support us on Patreon so we continue making this amazing content. Stay safe, eat your vegetables, and give a local dragon a pet on the head.
You heard it here.
Yep. And fuck you, Craig.
Be gay. Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.